They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. The following questions can help children, youth, and adults discuss or consider what we're taught in this general conference. For children, 1. How long ago was President Gordon B. Hinckley sustained as a general authority? About how many general conference talks has he given? Clue: search President Gordon B. Hinckley's talk in the Sunday morning session, Seek Ye the Kingdom of God. 2. The Liahona served two main purposes for Lehi and his family. What were they? Clue: search Elder David A. Bednar's talk in the Saturday afternoon session of conference, called That We May Always Have His Spirit to Be With Us. 3. There have been many major disasters in the world recently. Where has the church sent humanitarian aid? Clue: search David A. Burton's talk, Tender Hearts and Helping Hands, in the Saturday morning session of General Conference. Find a world map or a globe and point out the places he talked about. For youth, 4. President Gordon B. Hinckley asked us to be more kind and accepting of others. How should we treat people with beliefs and backgrounds different from our own? Read President Gordon B. Hinckley's talk, The Need for Greater Kindness, in the priesthood session of General Conference. 5. What are some of the mockafikis that are dangled in front of us? President Thomas S. Monson talks about getting these evils out of our lives. Read President Thomas S. Monson's talk in the Saturday morning session of General Conference. 6. Take note of what Elder L. Tom Perry says about what it means to take the sacrament. Try reading the words of the sacrament hymn during the passing of the sacrament to keep your thoughts on the Savior. Read Elder L. Tom Perry's talk as we now take the sacrament in the Saturday afternoon session of General Conference. For family home evening or personal study. 7. Elder Joseph P. Worthland spoke about 3 characteristics of people who live the abundant life. Read Elder Joseph B. Worthland's talk, The Abundant Life, in the Sunday afternoon session of conference. How has your life been enriched by them? How can you help family members develop these characteristics? 8. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf talked about seeing the end from the beginning. Think of a time when a trial led you to a great blessing. If you had known from the beginning how things would turn out, would you have acted differently? How might this affect your attitude toward future trials? Read Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf's talk in the priesthood session, See the End from the Beginning. 9. Elder H. Bruce Stuckey told 2 stories about Heavenly Father answering prayers. Think of times when your own prayers were answered and consider sharing these experiences in family home evening or recording them in your journal. Read Elder H. Bruce Stuckey's talk in the Sunday afternoon session of conference, Prayer, Faith, and Family, Stepping Stones to Eternal Happiness. Stories to read and share. In the following talks, you'll find stories and insights to share. Tongan teacher explains an octopus lure. President Monson, true to the faith, in the Saturday morning session. Gustav and Marguerite Wacker serve faithfully. Bishop H. David Burton, in the Saturday morning session, Tender Hearts and Helping Hands. Joseph Smith instructs Brigham Young in a dream. That we may always have a spirit to be with us, Elder David A. Bednar, from the Saturday afternoon session. Husband ignores wife on airplane. Nurturing marriage, Elder Russell M. Nelson, Saturday afternoon session. Vacationers honor the Sabbath. As we now take the sacrament, Elder L. Tom Perry, Saturday afternoon session. Young Dieter F. Uchtdorf delivers laundry on an ugly bike. See the end from the beginning, Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf, in the priesthood session. Young widow learns about repentance. Repentance, a blessing of membership, Elder Richard G. Hinckley, in the priesthood session of conference. Elder LeGrand Richards invites less active members to speak. Repentance, a blessing of membership, Elder Richard G. Hinckley, in the priesthood session. Deacons learn of the sacredness of the sacrament. A royal priesthood by President James E. Faust in the priesthood session. Priest struggles to bless the sacrament. Our sacred priesthood trust, President Thomas S. Monson, in the priesthood session of conference. Deacon passes the sacrament from his deathbed. our Sacred Priesthood Trust from the Priesthood Session by President Monson. Young Thomas S. Monson has a long interview before receiving the Melchizedek Priesthood. Our Sacred Priesthood Trust, President Monson, from the Priesthood Session. Young man is treated poorly by church members but is converted later. The Need for Greater Kindness, President Gordon B. Hinckley, from the Priesthood Session. Joseph Smith forgives W.W. Phelps. President Gordon B. Hinckley, The Need for Greater Kindness in the Priesthood Session. Sin is like picking up rocks and carrying them in a bag. The Great Plan of Happiness, Elder Earl C. Tingey from the Sunday Morning Session of Conference. Senior Sister Missionary Search for a Woman They Promised to Teach. To Grow Up Under the Lord, Ann C. Pingree from the Sunday Morning Session of Conference. Nigerian Doctor Dreams of His Friends Speaking to a Congregation. All Men Everywhere, Elder Dallin H. Oaks from the Sunday Morning Session of Conference. Conversion of a Man in Northern India. All Men Everywhere, Elder Dallin H. Oaks from the Sunday Morning Session. Cambodian Boy Testifies of Christ. All Men Everywhere, Elder Dallin H. Oaks from the Sunday Morning Session. Conversion of Thai Woman. From the same talk, All Men Everywhere, Elder Dallin H. Oaks, Sunday Morning Session. Quiet in the Manhattan, New York Temple. Now is the time to serve a mission, Elder Richard G. Scott, in the Sunday afternoon session of conference. Young H. Bruce Stuckey prays to find a lost arrow. Prayer, Faith, and Family, Stepping Stones of Eternal Happiness, Elder H. Bruce Stuckey of the 70 in the Sunday afternoon session. Inexperienced doctor performs brain surgery. Prayer, Faith, and Family, Stepping Stones of Eternal Happiness, Elder Stuckey from the Sunday afternoon session. Horse bought at auction becomes a champion. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin, The Abundant Life from the Sunday afternoon session. Susan W. Tanner apologizes to her mother. From the General Young Women Meeting, I am the light which ye shall hold up, Susan W. Tanner. Young woman in Romania sets an example for her family. You have a noble birthright, Julie B. Back from the General Young Women Meeting. Mary Goebel's frozen feet finally heal. It shows in your face, Elaine S. Dalton from the General Young Women Meeting. Rollins Sisters save the printed pages of early revelations. Your light a standard to all nations, President James E. Faust, in the General Young Women Meeting. Young women's example helps a family join the church. Your light a standard to all nations, President James E. Faust, from the General Young Women Meeting. End of the section, They Spoke to Us, Making Conference Part of Our Lives.